I spoke with Ralph Corbo. He is a candidate for lieutenant governor from Wallingford. His name appears on the ballot with the party affiliation, quote, "Banish the F-35s." He's worked as a U.S. Postal Service employee in the past, and Vermonters may know him from his 2019 interruption of Governor Phil Scott's inaugural address. In 2019, Corbo threw a handful of fake money in the air and yelled comments about clean air and water from the balcony of the House. So I started our interview by asking him why he was making the F-35 jets the central issue of his campaign.
It's very simple, especially from what's happened in the recent news, which unfortunately is not being reported on much, that came out of Imperial County, California on September 29th of the mid-air collision and crash and explosion of an F-35 during an in-fuel training flight.
So you feel that this is an example of how dangerous this plane could be potentially Vermont?
It's just an accident waiting to happen, because on many occasions I've seen the same type of in-flight fuel training going on, in, especially down here in southern Vermont over my own town.
You're not alone in this issue. There was a lot of opposition to the F-35 coming to the Burlington International Airport. I am wondering, though, you're sort of have made this your signature issue to run on. Do you think this is really the most important issue that is facing Vermonters right now?
Yeah, because at the base of all our problems, especially when it comes to solving in-state problems, lies the lack of funds, and that's all tied to the increasing military industrialization of the national economy, which is taking billions upon billions of potential funding dollars for our state and putting them into $741 billion defense budget to perpetuate endless wars for endless military industrial profits.
Well, I am wondering, though, as lieutenant governor, what would you be able to do about this particular issue regarding the F-35 if you did win the lieutenant governor's office?
The thing is to bring this to everybody's attention. Like I said, there's been no coverage, even including your own news agency, of the horrific crash on September 29th. Has your news agency done any stories on that at all? No, I doubt it.
Again, this happened in the skies in California.
Right. And this is something, like I just said to you, is also going on over the skies of southern Vermont. I've seen in-flight fuel training going on over the skies of Vermont. It's being allowed to happen. It's not only about just the F-35 itself up in Burlington. It's the militarization all over of the skies of Vermont.
I can tell your passion on this particular subject, but of course right now we're in the reality of this really horrendous coronavirus pandemic. And if elected to the office of lieutenant governor, what would you do to address the pandemic?
This pandemic and other recent virus-type things like bird flu and swine flu, it's all due to the degradation of the environment, breaking down people's immune systems, making them more vulnerable to these types of flu-type viruses. And you've got a perfect stew for all of this problems now that's being constantly talked about. Mother Nature didn't create it. We have created it.
But I am wondering, you know, again, if you were elected to the office, what would you do, let's say, differently, if anything, than what Governor Phil Scott has done and members of his administration to deal with this pandemic? And is it being dealt with correctly?
No, it's not. Because, like I said, being that he is no friend of the environment to begin with, he will not focus on what needs to be done to prevent this in the long term from reoccurring again. He's only taking advantage of the short-term crisis for his own political gain. You have to do hard things like do like they have done in Portland, Maine. They're going on their third year of a total ban of the use of chemical pesticides and herbicides.
But you're not
do that.
Excuse me, but you're not suggesting that pesticides led to the coronavirus.
Sure. Not COVID-19. The virus, but it exacerbates things like this by breaking down our immune systems. We have immune systems that have been severely affected over all these decades by these constant heavy use of different types of pesticides, especially in the agricultural industry. That's something Phil Scott will not touch, because a lot of his cronies and voting bloc are in the Vermont agricultural industry.
Of course, you're running for lieutenant governor, so I'm wondering how you feel the candidates you're running against, the Republican Scott Milne, the Democrat Molly Gray, are approaching this issue.
These are inconvenient truths that they won't talk about because they're afraid of hurting certain blocks of potential voters. They're all about just trying to win. They're not about trying to bring the issues that need to be brought forward to protect the people of Vermont. They're interested in winning. That's it. That's their bottom line.
Of course, associated with the pandemic is the economic fallout from it, and Vermont is hurting like really every state is. What would you do to right the ship for the economy in Vermont if elected?
Again, what do we need? We need funds. And unfortunately, we don't have those kind of funds in the Vermont coffers. What you need now is federal government help. If there wasn't a $741 billion, or at least a 50% reduction in the $741 billion defense budget, which would be about, say, on average, $300 billion, divide that up by 50 states, $6 billion each going back to each state of not being wasted of taxpayer dollars, we could have $6 billion coming back into the state. That's the base of the entire budget of Vermont for this 2020.
I feel that you must have a passionate feeling on climate change as well. How would you, as Lieutenant Governor, prepare the state to meet this challenge?
Again, unfortunately, on our own, we don't have the financial ability to do it. That needs a massive influx of money into the state. Every state needs to get more money back out of their federal tax dollars, and it's not happening right now with the takeover of the national economy by the military-industrial complex.
Earlier, you spoke with VPR's Henry Epp about running, and you told him that, you know, that you're essentially running as a form of activism because there were no signature requirements to appear on the ballot this year due to the pandemic. And you were also on the ballot for governor and Vermont's seat in the U.S. House. I'm wondering what you're hoping to achieve with this kind of any-of-the-above approach for seeking office.
Those had been dress rehearsals. Now, running for lieutenant governor, I am in it to win it. In this time frame and with the consideration of what's going on in other races, I believe this is where I could best be of service to the people of Vermont by being elected their lieutenant governor and being an advocate for them for the protection of the people of Vermont.
Ralph Corbeau is an independent, a resident of Wallingford. He is running for lieutenant governor of Vermont. Thank you so much for the time.
Okay, thanks.